backed by NBA players. It's used by NBA players. Get out there and see it for yourself. 85 Mark Center Drive in Cairo.
Yeah, I promise every young baller, every young hooper that I've seen, and it's several of them now watching my son grow up and play, that I've seen that is putting in that work at U360, you can absolutely see the difference. It's a polish, certainly, that comes when you're working on this state-of-the-art technology. They've got it all, though. It's not just the shot, the ball handling, the passing drills, much like a video game in the interactive way that it's set up. So we call it the future of basketball training. It's happening right now in Memphis. If you haven't seen it,
yeah,
get caught up. Get out to 85 Market Center Drive in Cairoville at U360.
Now, I know you were worried about the tax breaks that Elon would or would not be getting.
It's one of my initial concerns.
Along with the stress rate on our infrastructure.
Correct. But both were very initial when we got the story, when the story broke. I was on top of it.
According to Sam Hardiman and Sophia Surratt of the Daily Memphian, however, they will not be pursuing tax incentives from EDGE, the Economic Development Growth Engine, according to a person familiar with the matter. They've recently made the choice on tax incentives. They are considering construction of a plant that would cool its massive supercomputer with recycled wastewater rather than use the Memphis Sand Aquifer. So that must sound like, I mean, that sounds like great news.
It is.
Like they're not looking for tax breaks.
Well, because I think in most cases you feel like they're standard. And I think Hardiman's reporting initially had been, the understanding was it'd be the standard tax breaks applied here.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're not using them, they're basing it on the fact, well, the plant's already here. And so, no, we don't need the
the
tax favors. And so I think it's a great thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing for Memphis, certainly.
Yeah, pilots generally are a 75% tax break.
Mm-hmm. So, standard.
Yeah. This investment could be more than $4 billion. It's the largest investment by a new-to-market company in the history of the city of Memphis.
I still don't think we're past our, okay, what kind of, you know, extra pressure, extra layer of, you know, is it going to put on our infrastructure,
right.
MLG and W, although they say they can handle it, obviously, our water systems. I still think those questions and, you know, the environmentalists that we've got asking them, I think, are right to be doing it.
Yes.
But, you know, the more you hear about this deal, the more you like it.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And maybe it's a signal of also things to come because, again, there's nothing preventing Musk from, if this goes well, continuing to build here and you becoming a, you know, sort of an artificial intelligence center in terms of this race.
Yeah.
Much like the race to the moon years ago, decades ago. This feels like the race to get the biggest,
first,
baddest AI computer, the smartest one.
Imagine if Memphis.
And Memphis can be at the center of the race.
Like
that's pretty cool.
Memphis put the first, you know, spaceship on the moon, bro. You know? That would really be something in the annals of history, wouldn't it?
I mean, in many ways, maybe we'll look back at AI and say it was that. It was that life-changing as us getting to the moon.
I think it might be
which
more.
I think you still believe was fake and done in a studio, which I think is silly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never happened.
Right.
I mean, what a stupid thing.
Right. We've always thought
land
conspiracy
on the moon for.
Right. Exactly.
What a crazy idea.
Just want to
you ever think
remind
about that?
You of that.
I mean, what a crazy idea. We're going, you know what?
I say Kyrie, I don't think we got there.
I know, but it's like, it's kind of nuts, though, when you think about it. Like, we see that thing out there, and we're going to go visit it.
You best believe it, brother.
And we're going to put.
And God blessed us with the ingenuity to be able to go figure out how to do it.
What do we have to sacrifice the dog first? Wasn't it a dog or a monkey or something? It was some animal that we lost as a sacrifice.
Perhaps.
Maybe that was Russia. So
the Caleb Mills of the fight, the race to the moon, the sacrifice.
Russia asked for another waiver, bro. They asked for an additional year of eligibility for the dog, bro. Was there a dog?
I don't remember that part. I'm sure animals were tested, brother,
right.
and had it hard, including some chimpanzees.
Moment of silence.
Project X.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Great movie with Matthew Broderick.
For those we lost along the way.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hopefully we don't have to lose anybody for...
Well, there ain't nobody going to be down there working. Don't sound like...
No, we're going to get
security.
Less than
200 people, so we're not going to lose.
We're going to get security down there. Dude, they're going to have so many NVIDIA chips. I mean, it's crazy. How many NVIDIA chips did I just read they're going to have? I mean,
yeah, we
100,000.
Our aim is to get an NVIDIA chip plant built here.
Some of the most, well, I mean, again.
That's the next step.
Y'all playing with Xi Jinping. 100,000 NVIDIA H100 chips. Some of the most valuable semiconductors in the world. Going to be here in Memphis. Now, we know how to steel Kias. But can we...
Well, we also hit them city gears real hard in the back.
Okay.
Through the wall, we go in there and get the shoes.
Now, this is going to have to be a little bit more elaborate than, you know, what do they call it?
I don't think it necessarily has to be that again.
Oh, come on. To get the chips?
Dude, 25 to 30. Folks on all on one accord, right? We got to break this wall down and get them chips. They will get it.
If we lose Elon and XAI because somebody broke in and stole
the chips,
it really will be a dark day.
I mean, hell, Memphis police and everybody else got to be on 240, everything we got going on. You think we're going to have enough time to guard the chips?
What's it called when you...
No, he should have his own security force.
When you jimmy the key, when you steal a car, what's it called? Hotwire. We don't want somebody to hotwire the XAI facility, right? Crazy. I mean, honestly,
again, I'm more worried about breaking in and getting the chips.
Yeah,
through the back wall.
I don't think it's just gonna. But I don't know if they're like. I don't know.
Us. We'll drive a car into that mud. One of our key tactics. We will back the car into the wall, and then go in.
I mean, you joke about it.
At about 3 a.m.
But it really should be. I mean, max security. Honestly.
Has to be.
Because these are very valuable. I mean, even just forget Memphis, you know, average Memphian. Like, this is something that, like, it'd be like a diamond heist, you know?
Again, I can get 20, 25 dudes from North Memphis, and we will get in that thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but will you have the wherewithal?
What they should do is just, again, run a test. Run a test on it.
Right.
And see, can we get in?
Yeah, but there's a lot more than just getting in. After you, gain access, you got to... Okay, the chips. How do we steal the chips?
Dude, we've been hitting train stores. There's so much in this area for years. What are you talking about? This will not be a...
Yeah, but have you ever...
It's like Ocean's 11, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get in.
This is a sentient being. Grok. Grok going to know. Right?
That we're in?
Yeah. It's a sentient being.
As long as it doesn't have a defense system where it's shooting at us and everything else, we're going in for the chips.
Okay. So you've already...
That's where the value is. You can't steal the damn computer. It's too big. It's going to be the size of the room.
The computer will be the size of the room.
100%. I can't envision anything else. What do you think is going to look like? A little Mac over there on the wall, full plugged up in one outlet?
I have truly
It's going
no
to be
idea.
Absorbing all the power. It's going to take up the entire room. We're in for the chips. Ain't nobody trying to steal that damn XAI.
Okay. Well, exactly. It's the chips that power the AI.
Put them on the black market.
And you're going to put them on the black market. Put them on eBay, maybe, for starting at auction at 99 cents.
We know how to move it.
Right, you got to get on that dark web,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm just saying that Eli, I'm sure security is a serious concern.
Got to be, dude. I mean, respectfully, this is not one we're going to outsource to Imperial. I mean, we got to up the
Imperial budget. Could handle it. The armed guys probably.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's an interesting time in Memphis. It really is. Like the fact that you know this is coming, and you know what's it going to look like, and. I mean, you and I will never see it. Do you think you'll ever even drive by the building?
Probably not.
You're not even curious about the building?
No, but my wife, I'm going to get her in there.
Okay, you're
as a logistics teacher.
Okay.
You know, so she's often taking her class to Amazon and other places. I think they got a plan to go to the Blue Oval or whatever. We're going to get her in with her class.
Well, not after you've already.
And we'll get a look at
it. You know, it sounds like you're just trying to case it. It sounds like you're just trying to get a lay of the land.
We'll get a look at what they got in there.
Right. You're trying to get some guys together. But, yeah, no tax breaks for Elon.
I think that's great.
So that's the news.
I mean, we gave him the building, so it's
right.
It's probably
right, exactly.
There's the not, least he can do here. Yeah,
Sam Hardiman killing the Elon beat, man. He's got all the news on Elon.
It sounds like it really is, to your point, could be a whole beat by itself in terms
absolutely.
Of importance in Memphis and what it could lead to. Like, it really could be its own beat, like politics and
because
government
if this
and everything
goes
else.
Well, he will bring more.
I have no. That's kind of been his MO when it's gone well.
So I hope
that's the case. Just stay off our water, man.
Right. Do the recycled wastewater. That's better.
But they said they got enough. So for everything I've read from Hardiman so far, says they feel good about water and power.
Right. We'll talk to Norton Hurd IV about this. Get his thoughts on that, as well as Memphis basketball, the Penny interview, his summer NBA finals, and more. Stick around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip. $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip. $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike. Online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossip and Gossip.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 0110 764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit dealer stock only.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy. And it takes time, but we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fourth is going to join us in studio here in just a moment. We'll talk to him about all the things that are going on in Memphis. A couple NBA items. One, Shams. Redemption.
He back out now, ain't he?
And yes, JJ Redick is now the official coach, next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, despite no head coaching experience other than the podcast with LeBron. It's just kind of funny to look back on that now. It was a very short run there, mind the game.
I bet Darvin Ham hates that damn podcast.
Yep.
Breaking down his stuff.
He was like, hey, would you call a timeout up six, or would you foul up six?
Yep.
You know, they're getting the feel for each other there. So that's the bit of news there. Shams ends up being right. Woj kind of looks petty in all of it, right? And then
I guess Woj can still say he's right because he's got Pelinka saying that.
Yeah, that helps.
You know, Hurley was the initial candidate, but
that helps.
I'm with you. I'm on Shams' side.
It just kind of now really does feel like Woj kind of orchestrated the whole.
Shams put his whole career on the line. You do that when you're reporting about the Lakers. When you put that story about there, you know, you know, that's a risk you're taking. And so for Woj and them to take advantage of that and try to discredit him,
yeah,
I just think it's a little personal. So this kind of went, you know, to a point that it shouldn't have.
Yeah. So you have that, and then a big blockbuster type trade yesterday.
Maybe for OKC.
It's the rare white for white. You just don't see that very often in the NBA. Straight up, Josh Giddey headed to Chicago, and Alex Caruso headed to Oklahoma City. I understand why Oklahoma City did this. I'm trying to understand why your Bulls did it.
Well, why you did it and didn't get anything else. Why this was
straight
player
up.
For player. OKC's loaded in terms of draft picks. You didn't ask for anything. You know, this makes
Giddey got exposed in the playoffs.
He did. He did. And you're trading away probably arguably your best defensive piece to a team that, you know, has got some good perimeter defenders, including Lou Dort. You're making them stronger. Clearly, you cannot make the case that you got stronger with just Giddey, particularly when you didn't get any draft picks to go with it. What a awful trade this was for Chicago.
It really was. I mean, it's like you shouldn't.
There's just no case where I can see how this is good for Chicago. You know, Giddey is what, you know, yeah, maybe there's some more there to be, you know, tapped into, but he is what he is. Defensively, he struggles, and I just don't see it. You didn't even get any picks, and they got a ton of them.
If OKC.
So you got fleeced.
If they call next time, just don't answer. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who's this? This is still Presti, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Pulled this off.
Yeah.
What a joke for the Bulls. I mean, he just went in there and fleeced you.
Mm.
And again, I tell you, Caruso on that team, that's a good piece for them in terms of what he can do defensively and the sticky kind of glue guy that he is. That's a great addition for a OKC team that's still got, as Wendy was pointing out this morning too, all kinds of cap space. Like, they're scary just in terms of how they're set up.
Yep.
You know, what they've brought in, how many picks they still have, and cap room to go. Remember, Memphis is already up against it.
Exactly.
In terms of cap room.
Exactly.
I didn't understand that for the Bulls whatsoever.
I guess they're just tearing it all down. I can't really imagine any other, you know, scenario.
But when you tear it down, don't you like to get, right? And if you're doing that and that's the plan, you'd think, you know, the plan would include getting picks and getting, so you can get more bodies and more talent in there. But obviously, Bulls dropped the ball.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So anyway, that's the latest in the NBA. We'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about his thoughts on the Penny Hardaway interview, his thoughts on the Memphis basketball situation, his summer, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM, ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we provide no-cost digital resources in place of textbooks and most courses. And that's not all. you'll receive your accredited online education at an affordable tuition with a choice for more than 135 degree and certificate programs. With online and hybrid courses, get everything you need to succeed again. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app online or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Genesis Diamonds has the lowest interest rates on the planet because we never stop thinking about our customers. Right now, you can get zero interest financing on any purchase. Beautiful tennis bracelets or five stone rings starting at only $35 a month. 4-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings just $115 a month. Get Genesis low price, pay nothing down, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. Rings, pendants, bands, one-of-a-kind designer jewelry, pre-owned Rolex watches. Nothing's held back. Now through June 30th, only at Genesis Diamonds. On Poplar and Perkins Extend. On approved credit, see store for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them scream.
Norton Hearns IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach. Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection last year. Back on the EYBL, Nike's prestigious circuit this year, where they finished the regular season 11-4, tied for second-best record on the circuit. It's now off to the Peach Jam. That'll be next month, July 13th through 21. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. A lot of people ain't on that list. Herd is. Follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Coach, we missed you Wednesday because we were celebrating.
He's in the building!
Celebrating Juneteenth. Yeah, and so, but John right. And I both said the week didn't even feel right.
Yes.
Couldn't even get through it without hearing from you. And so it's a blessing to have you. We thank you for that. I'm curious, because you're a Penny Hardaway fan, a big one. One-time adversaries, now friends, colleagues in a way.
Yeah.
Right?
Collaborators.
Have you seen his recent...
Memphians.
Have you seen his recent interview?
I have. I didn't, you know what's crazy? My morning been crazy. I was getting texts about it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Because it's an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't heard the whole thing.
Understand.
You know, it's like, yep. I told you, it's dad, birthday, some yep. other things.
Happy birthday, dad.
Yeah, going on. But it seemed like from listening to comments that he might have said some stuff that was to some people I ain't gonna say out of bounds the word, but he might have said some things that raised some eyebrows or whatever. So I'm catching up on that. What was the most outlanding thing in y'all opinion?
Well, John was particularly triggered, weren't you, John?
No, I wasn't triggered. I was just like, it's just revealing, bro. It's not like
No, we saw a very frustrated Penny earlier.
It's not really like outlandish. I wouldn't use the word outlandish. I would just say it's like, if you might have kind of, you were left wondering how Penny felt about things after the infamous golf course non-interview,
mm-hmm.
right? He didn't want to talk to anybody that day. And he definitely did want to talk to the gentleman that he was sitting with yesterday, and he wanted to get some things off his chest. So it was really more so revealing of, it was a window into how he is perceiving the landscape right now,
mm-hmm.
which is to say that he thinks, you know, the media is out to get him on a personal level. And that his numbers and his and this is great for you. That his first 6 years at Memphis are on par with everyone else, and that quote unquote you can't normalize me, because he is the chosen one.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you use chosen one, but you get John.
He said he was chosen.
He did say you can't normalize.
He said he was chosen.
Okay,
so there you go.
Okay, is that that's the biggest thing he said to the people?
If you want to talk to him, donate to the NIL.
I love it.
Or backpacks for kids, plant
do
some trees
in
North
Memphis.
Walker Homes, or something like that.
Yep,
you know what I'm
bring
saying?
Some of them seeds to Walker Home after they leave North Memphis.
If you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. money trees. Outside of that, I think it was just like, how is Penny Hardaway, the man, the coach, feeling?
And he also let us know he could quit right now. And he said, but here's my thing. I'm willing to take the bumps, the criticism. In some cases, he feels personal attacks because when I leave here, if I leave here, the program is going to go down.
That's his words.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that is one of the reasons why I'm going to stick this out, because this thing is going to go down without me.
Straight to hell.
And again, we talked about this with Andy saying, like in the immediate, you know, when there's a coaching change, you could see it. But I think Penny's point here is that, you know, it's going to go down to a place where, you know, maybe it's not recoverable, maybe it's not fixable if he steps away. His point was, that's why I'm going to take these arrows that, you know, you and John been shooting at him for his performance last year. I'm just kidding. Guys, take it. Man, everybody's so sensitive around the Penny conversation. Y'all should have seen John's face.
Maybe Herd was shooting the arrow.
He did. He called out, Commercial Appeal, Daily Memphian, and
Ryan City
Media.
You want your tea here, by the way?
Oh, appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. This is a...
Boba tea.
Was sensing a very frustrated Penny. Remember, I was just asking about his vibe offseason, as far as you could tell. But you, like you mentioned, you've been EYBL, and it's not like you've been around him every day. But that's what I was asking. Could you sense a frustration around him? Seemed like we got some of that yesterday.
I mean,
has it been unfair? The coverage of Penny Hardaway in this city,
has it been unfair? At times, probably. When you're in a high position, though, people are going to, you know, shoot shots overly always comment on you, whether it's good or bad, criticism and glory. I think some of it is unfair, like him being frustrated, right? I don't take that the wrong way. And I know y'all think me and Penny is super, we're straight, we're cool. I'm cool with a lot of people. That has nothing to do with me coming on here saying what I need to say. I just think some of the stuff we talk about, like him being frustrated, that's humanly nature. Actually, I'm happy that he's opening up instead of, because I know a lot of head coaches that will get on here and make every time they talk, you don't know to believe them or not, or they're a car salesman, because it's always
coach speak.
Peaches and cream. You know what I mean? And in reality, they show you his human side and his love for, you know, the city. Now, Penny has always been a passionate guy. You can go back and look at interviews, Orlando Magic early 20s. I remember he did an interview and said, yes, I don't like when people say certain stuff about me. Yes, it can get... So he has always been, you know, passionate or felt a certain way if he felt like things were not fair that was coming at him. You know what I mean? Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're coaches, they're players, but they're, you know, they're superstars. Now, some of the stuff he said, it's true. He doesn't need a job. We don't have to get mad about that because we're like, oh, that's our coach. You want them thinking different? No. He's stating a fact. Unlike the rest of us that have to wake up every morning, if he wanted to not wake up for the rest of his life, he is cool.
You think we don't know that?
But I guess
we bought the shoes.
But I guess he's saying, like, let me remind these people. You know, no, Jay-Z said, let me reintroduce myself. Sometimes when people get out of hand and forget who I am, you know, Kevin Durant just told a guy on Twitter the other day, was saying, you got to win another ring. Kevin Durant said, get ready for work, sir. You know, LeBron said one time at the finals, at the end of the day, y'all will be going to work tomorrow. So he didn't say it as harsh as that, but I think he's trying to say in so many words is like, let's relax, folks, because it ain't like if I get fired, leave or not, it ain't like I need this. Now, that might not sound like the most politically correct thing to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, we get it. Know what I'm saying? Like, we get it. That's where I'm at. Like, my whole thing is, if you, and again, I'm not advocating for this. If you don't want to do the job anymore, respectfully, my man, you know what to do. You know what to do. You don't need it. You can just step aside and let somebody else have a crack. If you don't want to do it, if it's too personal or if it's too hard or if it's too whatever, step aside. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't subscribe to this for one single second. I don't agree with Penny.
Okay,
on that point.
Okay.
On the point that if I leave, this program will be in a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't agree with that. I just feel like, and you know, I mean, look, the NIL world is competitive.
Yeah.
Memphis has that. Memphis has NIL. Now, that doesn't mean they still don't have to make a good hire.
Yeah, for sure.
If they make a bad hire, yeah, it'll be in the dumps. Yeah. But I think, I know just as well as you do, there will be good candidates that would be interested in the Memphis job. Now, we may argue about who exactly,
yeah,
but you can get, there are good coaches out there at a lot of different places that would take the job. They pay $3 million a year. They have $3 to $5 million of NIL every year. They play in a beautiful facility. They play where the Grizzlies play. There's a lot of pluses. Not saying it's all peaches and cream, as you said, but there's a lot of pluses about Memphis basketball. People do this, not just with Memphis. They try to diminish or marginalize the quality of a job to prop up a candidate, to prop up a coach. I'm not going to do that.
For sure.
This program does have history. It does have tradition. It does have passion. You know, it changes. There's money, though, and that's the biggest thing. Memphis has money. Therefore, it can be successful if Penny decides tomorrow, I don't want to do it anymore.
So first of all, John, that was actually the most, I mean, that was good there.
It was passionate.
I mean, it felt like you could have went in audition for the next training day or something. It was
for
really
real,
good.
Bro.
What you just said.
So right. I actually love that movie. So
yeah. I would say this.
Shoe program.
It's not me taking up, but I have always said this before today that I felt like it was not a better. Think about it. Y'all done got on me about this. I have said I didn't feel like it was a better candidate for the job than Penny. Currently, and y'all done threw some names at me, and the reason why, I think he bring another stigma, like he keeps saying, and I haven't heard everything, because, John, everything you're saying you're passionate about, the fans and alumni are passionate about, and he's homegrown to it.
Mm-hmm.
He's homegrown to it. He's one of our own.
Yeah, he cares more than maybe some other guys.
Yeah, when you say, we have history, well, he's one of the biggest pieces to the history.
Absolutely.
He is the most successful piece that ever wore this jersey.
Absolutely.
So let's not get this twisted.
Agree totally.
Okay?
Agree
and
totally.
So you have some fan bases who feel a certain way, and then you have others that I didn't hear this for themselves, and I might be getting too deep for y'all, deep with y'all to say, you know, whether they think he's doing good, which he is doing good by his record. He's doing great by his record. Let me say this. His record, I brought this in before, it was like six, I'm crazy. It was...
I know you're going to talk about all them 20-win seasons.
Yeah. His record is crazy. But this is the thing. You do have a part of the community in the city of Memphis that's saying, and I wasn't around as much then. I was a little kid that said, we would not allow people to run our own out like we did Larry Finch. Okay? I know y'all never looked at it like that, but I'm in the inner streets. I'm in the outer streets. I'm in the suburbs. But they feel like we're going to give our own a chance. Okay.
Well, Larry's results are way better than Penny's. My God.
Man, stayed in the tournament.
That wasn't what I brought the subject up for.
I'm just saying.
You're saying we were going to avoid what happened to Larry with Penny.
If Penny had Larry's results, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now.
Well, what I'm saying is, and I love the city of Memphis. I love these fans. I get a lot of interaction on Twitter. But what I'm saying is, sometimes we overdoing it. Because if y'all just saying Larry did it, but we ran him out. That's just how crazy we are. When we had one or two bad games, one or two times that we thought that we went high enough in the tournament,
recruiting.
One or two times he didn't get a recruit from Memphis, then So that's what I'm saying.
Well, that was wrong, right?
Yeah.
That was clearly
the way he was run out.
Yeah, and honestly, absolutely. Probably that he was run out on it. When you look back on history, like, I mean, it's easy to do retrospectively, but
and when we did that, to Penny, this is Penny saying, it was a while before we got another good candidate. I think we went through couple people until we got to Calipari.
Well, it was Tick and then Johnny.
Jones
then Cal was there four years later.
So that's what I'm saying. So we went through
a couple.
But everybody always do that again.
Well, everybody always tries to say we have to just eliminate the Cal years. Y'all don't let me have the Cal years. So then I got to take the Cal years out because he was a once in a lifetime. Maybe that's true. But again, from 73 to 95, Memphis was making the NCAA tournament damn near pretty much every year, and the Sweet 16 once every three. That's a fair barometer for me. I'll eliminate the Cal years because that probably was. You know, you caught lightning in a bottle with him, and he was unbelievable. It's hard to expect 31 years, 4 years in a row. Fine. Can you give me a Sweet 16 once every three?
I think that's tough, though, saying Sweet 16 one every three.
That's what they were doing from 73 to 95.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even have certain conferences then, but
teams, man.
I would say a Sweet 16 once every, 5 years?
Okay, well, we don't have that right now. Do you think we're going to get into the next? Yeah, so he's been here for, this will be seven, so he's got to get it in the next four. One in the next.
So are y'all only judging, because like when I evaluate a player, right, or when I do rankings, right, or if you talk to Bossy, Daniels, or whatever, sometimes you might look at a ranking list and say, why is this kid in front of this kid and this kid average more points? Some people rank by right now. Some people rank by potential. Some people rank by they think they're going to be a better pro or better college. A lot of different things, right? So are we only ranking or are coached by how deep we go in the tournament? Because for me, being a coach, or for me knowing coaches, it's a lot of different things. Like some schools look at the graduation percentage of the players, what you do in the community. Some people look at who you're getting drafted, player development. It's a lot of different things. Or do the average hardcore fans just only care about how deep we get to the tournament? Because then that'll help me understand how are we looking at failure and success.
Penny knows. I mean, this program's starving for a second weekend appearance. It's been years, like we talked about. And Penny knew that when he took the job. And what are we saying here? I mean,
if Memphis basketball,
so you're ultimately going to be measured by that. Can you get there?
Right.
Josh made four tournaments in a row, which you would say, okay, that's good.
Right.
But we ran him out of here after seven because he couldn't get past the first weekend.
That's right.
And so in the end, we can like you. Your graduation rate can be high like it was with Josh and everything else. APR is good, all that stuff. But in the end, man, if you're not winning on that court, it doesn't matter if you're Gene Bartow, Cal, Josh,
Gandhi,
Tubby, Gandhi, Penny.
So, but let me make something. Do we got to relook at how we evaluate now with NIL and transfers and everything?
I mean, college basketball has changed, but Memphis has shown that it has the ability to keep up with this new world.
And it's changed. And it's changed for everybody. It hasn't
just changed for Memphis.
It's changed for every program out there. Now, some are better equipped to handle that, but I contend Memphis is one of them.
Okay.
Memphis has crazy infrastructural support. They have crazy NIL, and they have big-time facilities.
So let me ask you this, because I deal with so many different schools. I don't go and look at everybody in NIL, right?
Sure.
And this is a subject for a whole nother day. Now, I'm hearing we got a lot of NIL, but when did a story just a year ago saying that we didn't have NIL?
Well, Penny last year was saying he didn't have enough.
I don't know if you want to say a ploy or an angle to get more, which he did.
Okay.
And the collective got loaded up.
You
gotta
play some politics.
Extra money from FedEx.
You know, but they have big money now. I mean, they had a lot of money this offseason, they had a lot of money out last
season. And they were saving it for certain people.
Correct.
And we knew certain people went here, we probably could.
Let me just ask you this question, as Norton Hurd IV, the coach and program director of Team Thad, who's been in a situation where, look, we're waiting on you to win a Peach Jam, right? We got expectations for you with the way that you recruit and everything else, right? And we say, man, at some point, Norton Hurd's going to be the first guy to go get a Peach Jam, but we have that expectation on you, right? That is there. Others could pick at you, and it sounds like I've even seen it, where the last couple of years they even say, well, he doesn't have enough Memphis talent on that roster, whatever. Maybe that's
right.
So when you've got that going on, right, haters, folks criticizing you or saying this should be the expectation, but you've got a job to do, how much attention, how much air are you giving that stuff over there, and how much is Norton Hurd IV saying, man, you know what, they can say those things. I'm going to go out here and control what I can control. Like, because that seems to be where Penny's caught up right now.
Oh.
In terms of, like, doing the job and realize that comes with the territory.
He's focused on the wrong thing right now.
And I saw it from Josh, and Josh is admitting now he's got the media. I took it all too personal because I thought y'all were criticizing me instead of just the job I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You're a guy that's faced some of that criticism, too, because it just comes with the territory. Yep. How much do you have to set it to the side just so you can get the job done in terms of your approach? Or how much attention do you pay to that stuff? Do you have thinner skin than we think you do? I don't hear you talking about it all the time, but I know you hear it like Penny does.
Yeah. You know, with anything, people get tired of being criticized. And people get tired
of we're human.
Feeling like
completely understand
the goalpost is pushed back. You know, in my situation, if you make PJ, that's like making the tournament or a playoff. That's fine. You know, that's hard to do.
Yeah, you can accomplish good results. Yeah, but hell, we still say there's more to do, just like we're saying for Penny right now. I mean,
like, I might feel like Penny, I kind of disagree because I feel like if you have, like, a Penny was making any college or any NBA team was making the playoffs or tournaments every year outside of the Lakers, you would say that's a great year. So we're making PJ.
But I mean, that again, I go back to Josh made it 4 straight years. We said that wasn't enough. If Penny's making the tournament every year, but he's losing in the first game or the second, we're going to say at some point, is not enough, you know?
Well, I'm saying if he making a good run.
Because
winning a championship in a sport like basketball, the way you got to calculate, it's a very low percentage chance you can do that. It's so much stuff have to happen to do that. So if a person is making the tournament or PGM or the playoffs and making, you know, winning a few games, I think that's a very successful year. But back to what you said, I had to learn this. I'm a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people like, oh, I didn't even know your daughter was 8. I didn't because, you know, so I'm a very, relationships with all that, I'm a very private person. But what I had to learn was in this field, like I don't go out a lot of nothing. I'm still the headline of a lot of stuff because the territory of being in sports is just publicly
it.
And it's going to be barbershop talk, it's going to be community center talk, it's going to be regional talk, national talk. You got Twitter, you got Instagram. And so you could think you did a lot of great things like I have done and how many people we got in college. And then somebody can point out, he don't got this many kids, or he don't have this, or he didn't win by more than 3. And you be like, what the heck? Like, we just, you know what I mean?
But you don't give that a whole lot of air, do you?
You think about it at times, but for me, you know what I'm saying? And Penny's a little different, too, because even at times that I'm mad, I don't have to go do media day. So
that
is
true. You're not in front of it as many times.
Yeah, that's a little tough. So you can be.
Bro, he's getting paid millions. You're not.
Yeah, that
comes with it.
I don't know.
I'm willing to have a media day for millions.
That's what I'm saying. His media obligations is part of his contract.
We don't know exactly what those Nike kickbacks are. I don't want to get in Herd's pockets here.
I'm just doing the best I can for my community, you know.
I'm with you that it's a human side coming out of Penny.
Volunteer coach, I think this was they label us as volunteer youth.
That's right.
Non-profit coach.
I believe that is tax evasion. But no, you're right. I mean, he it's okay for Penny to be a human being. I'm not mad that he did this at all. Like, I, again, on a very fundamentally, like, you, me, us talking, we get it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't take well to criticism either. But again, like,
yeah, you get a little fiery sometimes. You get crazy. Yep.
Especially on Twitter. He'll tell you he doesn't, but he does.
This is the job that you signed up for. At the end of the day, and you know what comes with it, right? Mm-hmm. So either because it's not like we're dealing with somebody that's had 5 straight NCAA tournament appearances.
Okay,
you know, we're dealing with a coach that has fallen spectacularly short last year. No doubt about that, especially after their start, and is replacing his entire team again. These are criticisms that are incredibly fair. These are not like, oh my God, like, nobody's talking about Penny's work ethic. Nobody's talking about Penny's personality. We're not getting into all that. We're just talking about,
it's not personal.
This is just
the man.
We're just talking about the feasibility, right, of what you're trying to do, and how much harder your choices and your performances have made them. That's it. I mean, that's the only thing.
Although I think this is when I come on here. What the people like. Let's talk sense now, okay? You just said something that's very good, John, but you're saying it where you're being politically correct. Your job is what is who you are. So let's be real. If somebody say somebody not a good radio personality,
right,
somebody say somebody not a good coach,
that's fair.
That's really, you got to think about it. People are at work more than they're at home. If somebody, so when you can't kind of say, well, I love John, but I think he's horrible. Even if it's true,
right?
That is personal.
It's hard to separate.
Yeah. You can't. I agree with that. When I leave coaching, then I can just leave that side of Norton Harriet the Fourth there. So
I agree with that.
Let's get in that.
But you got to find a balance, man. You can't answer to every single one that's criticizing you, right? That's
for
the point.
For sure. But you got to find some. And I will say this, y'all. John, you went to White Station. Memphis is a little different, okay? We're the only city. That's what makes Memphis unique. We don't do everything the right way. No, I'm just being real, but we understand our culture. Nobody, I've been to a million NBA games. The people on Memphis Grizzlies front row, that ain't how front rows look at other cities. We're not playing whoop that trick where everybody in there, even the workers, is doing it. I mean, even, you get what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's Memphis. Like y'all just agree. Like, it's certain stuff we know that we're going to run into in Memphis. We drive up our streets. We're going to have more potholes, not lowering it.
We could fix that, you know, maybe with the Elon.
Hopefully. But what I'm getting from you, John, and I got to go back and listen to it, it seemed like some people don't appreciate that the way y'all saying it, like he almost saying, like, he's doing the college a favor by staying.
That is completely the picture.
Like, I mean, it was a little Denzel and Training Day, Pelican Bay.
This team will be playing Pelican Bay.
Shoot program.
There was a little bit of that up in there. Yeah.
And guess what?
You think you can do this to me?
Hey, and let's say that's a little out of line, right? Let's say it's a little out of line. I would feel the same play if I was the best player to ever touch the ball from this city.
I know you would. And I'm hearing
everybody run me out. You think you can do this to me?
I know you would feel that.
I was at Trent Wheeler High School with a line up the street.
Right.
I'm the reason they fixed the potholes on summer.
I came to
University of Memphis, and I could have went to Duke in North Carolina, Kansas, and I protected my city.
You channeling some of what I was hearing.
I was the top five pick that come out of this city here. I was the only person out this city on the USA team and got my own shoe deal, the best outside of Georgia. You think you can do this to me?
Penny, that's really what he did.
We appreciate you coming on, Penny, and airing some of that out.
Because he even said, go on, walk away, because I'm going to burn this down.
You know? He said it's going to fall after he's done.
I'm winning anyway.
He said, I could leave right now.
I can't lose. I'm winning anyway.
Hey, and I'm going to add this for you. And I know y'all finna run me out the building here. I told you this last night,
I wish we'd go another hour with you, or two hours.
I know, that opportunity might come one day. But
maybe. Let's hope so.
I mean, I think it'd be good for all parties. But anyway, y'all.
Now we got you off.
This has been a great day. I'm going to be real with you now. What I'm about to say now is not the best time to say, because I think half the people sound like they want Penny out.
Straight up.
But no, I'm going to say this. This is totally off subject, but who do y'all think deserved the Laker job more if y'all had to interview them both, J.J. Redick or Penny Hardaway?
Penny all day. Give Penny the job.
And that's not saying that Penny don't deserve it, but guess what? I'm just saying you compare, as from my knowledge, J.J. Redick hadn't coached the elementary game yet. I think I deserve it more than him, okay? So I'm just saying it's little stuff in this field. Now, Penny
didn't have any coaching experience other than AAU before he got the Memphis job.
But he still did something. He worked his way up, middle school,
right,
high school,
right, fair
AAU.
Enough. Yeah.
He actually could have just went straight.
But it was a ladder.
That is more than JJ. I'll give him that.
Yeah, you know, now, to the Lakers' defense and to, like, you know, from ESPN Radio, Burger King, wherever, sometimes you should go out the box. The people are not going the traditional way all the time, because sometimes that is boring and that hasn't been working.
And we know he's not the coach of the Lakers. He's the coach of LeBron. That's what that is.
And I think, I'm going to be real with you. Man, you talked about this yesterday. I think Penny understands stars and stuff, and that's why when the jump comes to the NBA, I think he would get along with LeBron.
I think Penny would be a great NBA
player. One of them, you know, type of dudes. You know what I mean?
I think oftentimes that's the issue that he runs into at Memphis, is that he tries to operate his program like it's an NBA franchise, where he expects – You know, 19 to 23-year-olds sort of have
pros.
This level of maturity that I could just sort of let you police yourself, when it's, unfortunately, it's just not that way. You can't ask non-professional, mature, you know, players to be that. You know, they need more hands-on.
They do, but I will say this, and we got to do a better job as high school coach and parents. But some of these kids to be 19 to 23 are immature.
100%.
You shouldn't be. It's 21. You are grown.
Because they face no adversity nowadays. They not playing. They transfer. Like,
I mean,
and their parents are all behind it.
I mean,
like,
Tatum's on there. You know, Tom Bell. We did it.
Yeah. These are still grown. So, and guess what? If you want so much NIL, we are finna. I think NIL should be like this. How much you want from us? $1.5 million. Let's draw up a football contract. And to get 1.5 million, this is how many points you deserve. And guess what? But then if you ain't doing nothing the other way around, because some people from Memphis would have lost some, would have had to move out their apartment last year and move to Orange Mound. But, and nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't doing this, you should get took. I think since everybody want to come with all these demands, because everybody wants something, and I'm saying this passionately because I'm a guy that people ask for a lot of stuff too. Everybody want, but it's like, what are you gonna do on your end?
Right.
So whether you do good or bad, you still got to get all of this.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'd like to go back and revisit
that. Coaches getting paid though, when they gotten the job done, they getting they still full contract and they failed.
I want to revisit.
So we supposed to say the players ain't supposed to get all of it too? Well, I'm gonna withhold something from you because you didn't.
I agree with that too.
And college coaches getting that whole buyout. Yep. Tubby didn't get the job done here, but he
them
got all
folks
that.
Should not
all
be that getting all
that
money
that was left on his
to,
deal.
To failed as spectacularly.
Monty Williams.
Coach has been having the sweetest deal for a while now.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, listen, we could do this all day. You know, maybe there's an avenue we could do this a little longer with you. Again, I don't want to impose here, but
That's a really nice watch, too, man.
It's a really nice watch. I
appreciate you coming in.
There's no doubt about that. and he is Norton Hurd IV. Yep. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show, Team Thad.
Oh, happy birthday, Team Thad.
And yes.
Thad Young. Not Team Thad.
Well,
Thad
to,
Young.
Our, to our man.
It's greatest the namesake. One second best player out the penny ever come out this
one in the same. Team Thad, Thad. Happy birthday, Thad. You're the best. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams, or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay?
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app online or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Danny, what stays in Vegas?
Secrets?
You do.
What?
During Robert Owen Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, if you make a purchase of $24.95 or more, you could get a free romantic getaway for two to places like Las Vegas.
We're going to Vegas, baby!
And save up to 40% off. Great financing going on right now at Robert Owen Jewelers. Take up to 60 months to pay. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Owen Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. Vegas, baby!
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780, 169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 1-800-989 do it signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 do it signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
A peaceful trip to dinner, gathering with friends for coffee or brunch. If you're looking to meet your neighbors, an evening cruise by on a new EasyGo may just do the trick. With EasyGo, time spent with friends or meeting new people can be as simple as the turning of a key. Stop by Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoor in Memphis and check out their vast selection of EasyGo golf carts. Sometimes it's not the destination, but the journey.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Listen, if this is the summer that you had outlined to pop the question, then get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. And I tell you why, you're going to spend the money anyway because you're ready. You're ready for the commitment. You got to go get the ring. Well, if you spend $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation where you can pop that question, whether it's in Orlando, Miami Hilton Head, Las Vegas. You spend $4,995 or more. Howie's going to take care of you three nights in Mexico, Dominican Republic, Bahamas. You're not going to get better than that. And I tell you what, the deals get better as you go up. So as John's told you, as I've told you, you're going to spend the money anyway. Fact is, you've lucked up waiting this summer. Take advantage of this deal. You know how he's been doing this a long time with the family, 40 years, in fact, so they know what they're doing. Best in the business, and they've got all the payment options available. Always bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check them out online at rijewelers.com.
Thanks to Norton Hart IV for joining us on the show. Happy birthday to Team Thad. Happy birthday to Team Thad.
Well, to Thad, as he said.
Technically,
it's not the birthday of the program, but for Thad. How old is Thad now? He's getting up there, isn't he?
Is he 40 yet?
No, dude, he's still playing.
I know, but, dude, I mean, LeBron's 40. Thad's like, he's close. He's got to be like 38. That'd be my guess, 38, 39.
Thad Young is now 36 years old.
Wow, a little older. My bad, Thad.
Nope, 88.
Who's he most recently with the Raptors?
Originally was the 76ers, bro.
No, I'm saying today. Who's he with today?
Phoenix was the last team year. They didn't play him enough. Remember,
they went and picked him up and they didn't play him. Yeah, he was always a guy that I wanted to see with the Grizz, you know? You just always kind of felt like he would be a good fit there. But in the meantime, in between time, happy birthday to Thad. Hey, listen, the best way to help your money grow is to put it in a high-yield savings account. That's just the reality of it. And got a good choice for you, the choice for you. That's our friends at Leaders Credit Union. We've talked to you guys about Leaders over the years. They're the best. You're going to get great customer service. And with that Forward Plus high-yield savings account from Leaders, there's no minimums, no balance tiers, and no restrictions. That'll help you champion your personal finances. Up to 4.25% APY on your money. All you got to do is visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. See the website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion, federally insured by the NCUA. Thanks to Norton Hurd, the Ford. Thanks to Anthony Sane. Jeffrey and company are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett, $29,865.